This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, blah, blah, blah. Today's episode is going to be about narcissist and imposter syndrome. Why narcissists don't think that they deserve what they have and whatnot. Why narcissistic people do not think they deserve what they have. Like imposters. If you don't know what imposter syndrome is, that's pretty much what it is. Concisely right there, y'all. Just not concisely, just broadly. The person experiencing imposter syndrome doesn't think they deserve where they are in life, doesn't think they deserve to be where they are, doesn't think they deserve the success, doesn't think they deserve the love, doesn't think that they deserve the affection and things of that nature. Then that's what most narcissistic people are experiencing. Most narcissists are absolutely experiencing imposter syndrome. And that's just not me making it up off the top of my head. This is like me and Ben Taylor of Raw Motivations has spoken about this. He's another self-aware narcissist on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, or whatnot. And we spoke about this in great detail. We met up in Texas. It was just like, where I'm at in life right now. Sometimes I get caught up thinking I don't deserve to be where I'm at. I'm just like, I don't deserve this. And when you don't think you deserve something, you start behaving erratically. You start behaving differently and things like that. You start beating yourself up. So, and like I said, most narcissists don't think they deserve what they have in life, although they might act like it. I know people are going to say, well, Lee, they act like it. They act like they deserve the success. They act like they deserve this. Externally, they are projecting that they think they deserve this. They act like they deserve this. But internally, inside is where the magic happens, or the black magic or the sorcery happens, whatever you think it. Inside is where this is going on. Like, I graduated from college. I remember graduating from college. I went to North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University in Greensboro, North Carolina. Woo, Aggie pride. I remember getting my degree in industrial and systems engineering. I got a nice little brain on me, y'all. I got my degree, and I remember distinctly, like, looking around. I remember distinctly walking across the stage to receive my degree, and I was happy at first, but then, I was walking down the stairs of the stage, and I was just like, man, I don't deserve it. I was looking at people clapping and stuff like that. I looked at my mama and them. I was smiling externally, but on the inside, I was just sad. I was just like, you know, when you have this imposter syndrome, it really does suck, y'all. And you see a lot of narcissists and whatnot beating themselves up over having imposter syndrome. You know what I mean? They just do, y'all. You know, they just like, they feel super anxious and whatnot. And they, you know, It's internal. Like I said, it's an internal thing. Like internally we are battling this imposter. Like, we don't belong to be here. And when we are battling this, I'm telling you, the people closest to you are going to get drugged into. It's like a whirlpool, y'all. We are battling it internally, and the people closest to you, they get into the water with you. They're being drugged around this thing with you. They are being the anger and the anxiety, and the, you know, the feelings of being an imposter, you take those out on the people closest to you. And I know that doesn't sound fair, because the people closest to you typically only want to love you. They want to care for you. They want to give you they want to give you all this other stuff. They want to make you happy. They want to make you smile. They want to do this. They want to do that. But that's just part of how it goes sometimes, y'all. Narcissistic people, when they don't think they deserve something, you can't make them happy. And I know people just like, well, I'm going to love them through all of this. And you end up making yourself sad. You end up beating yourself up. You end up losing yourself trying to make somebody happy that doesn't think they deserve what they want, where they are in life. And the status, like I said, the status, the like a famous actor or somebody like that, they always, because they're unhappy internally, they're going to express this externally on the people closest to them. You know what I mean? It's just like narcissistic people like super doubt themselves all the time. Toxic people doubt. And let me go and say this. Not only narcissists have imposter syndrome, y'all. This is across the board. But I'm speaking specifically about narcissistic people right here. You know what I mean? Narcissistic people and imposter syndrome and how it affects how they treat people and whatnot. You know what I mean? That's what I'm speaking on right now directly with y'all. If I just tell people, you get to this dynamic. And that's why sometimes you see them wanting to do so many things at once. You see them doing so many things at once because they're not happy with the first thing. You know what I mean? So they feel like a fraud, so they do something else. They always, some of us are always throwing ourselves into other things because we feel like we didn't deserve the first thing. Let me prove to myself something right here. You know what I mean? Or we feel like we were extremely lucky and blessed to be here or something like that. We didn't really deserve it. One of the big greatest things of imposter syndrome is when you get the narcissist that comes from, this is one of the craziest, this is one of the, you know, the simplest ways you can look at the imposter syndrome. You look at a person that comes from success and wealth. They comes from a successful family, right? Like let's just say their family is super successful already. You know what I mean? Their family is super, like the father and mother have already had a name for themselves. Like Walmart, the people who created Walmart, the Waltons or something like that. I think Bill Walton or his wife or whatever created Walmart. Their kids, no matter what they do, because they carry that Walton last name, no matter what they do, people are not going to think they deserve what they have.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In life, or people think that everything's gonna be given to them. Like you are lucky to be born in this family. You would be lucky to be born here. And they are, sometimes they're going to feel that way as well. And you see them sort of lashing out because they don't want to be associated with it. You see them trying to throw, I'm not saying this family in particular, but I'm just saying this is the description of how it could look. Like you feel like you're an imposter because nothing you ever do for yourself will be attributed to you. People always second guess what you do. So you are second guessing it as well. Hey, the only reason you're famous is because your dad is famous. The only reason you're wealthy is because your mom is wealthy. You got you were born with a silver spoon. You know, people helped you get here, that type of dynamic. So they don't think they deserve it. It's like a bunch of self-doubt and whatnot. You know what I mean? You never think anything, like when you have this imposter syndrome, you never think anything that you do is good enough, y'all. It is really a wild, wild thing. You know, when you're feeling like a phony, and when you're feeling like an imposter and like a phony all the time, you just get this deep resentment towards people who you feel like if you're around people who you don't think are imposters, if I think I'm an imposter, right? And I'm around people who don't think that they are imposters, who are living authentically, who are living healthy, happy lives or whatever, that make me angry sometimes. You see what I'm saying? You get a lot of angry. You can get some angry, narcissistic people that are super mad because of situations like that, of dynamics like that. They get mad at people who are living authentically. Because so if you're living your own authentic life and you came from nothing and you have stuff, that narcissistic person might actually resent you because you don't look like an imposter. You got it yourself. You know what I mean? Just internally. Like I said, internally, it's a whole different ballgame. Externally, it's going to look different. Yeah, I know. I tell you people all the time, externally, it's going to look different. It's going to present differently and whatnot. But internally is where all the, again, where all the black magic is happening. You got to understand this dynamic when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people. They think that they are imposters, even though they might exude this aura of confidence, exude this aura of bravado and whatnot. It doesn't make it real. It doesn't mean it's real. Just because they exude it doesn't mean it's real. You see what I'm saying? That's what I think a lot of people have to realize when you're dealing with narcissistic people, that just because they say it out their own, they say it out their mouths, doesn't mean it is actually true or they actually believe it. You know, it feels like narcissistic people, it feels like we are lying to ourselves sometimes. You know, not sometimes, all the time. It feels like we are lying to ourselves. Like, it is a crazy way to feel, y'all. It really, really is. It is like you feel like you don't belong where you are. Like, for even where I'm going to say I'm experiencing big time imposter syndrome right now, which is why I made this video. It's just like, I've been successful on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram or whatever. I've been successful, but just like, I don't, sometimes you don't feel like you deserve it. You know what I mean? Cause I've done stuff in my life. I don't feel like I deserve to be here. Somebody else should be here. And then I get down to myself and I beat myself up. And I have these down days because of it. Like some days it's hard for me to even make a video because I feel like it impacts. Like, why are you making this video for? You don't deserve to make this video. Like, you're a fraud. You're this, you're that. You know what I mean? Narcissist this, narcissist that. You know what I mean? It is a wild experience to have imposter syndrome, be and have narcissistic personality disorder, because you're questioning. I'm questioning so much about myself. Is this narcissistic personality disorder? Is this really me? Do I deserve this? Am I a fraud? Am I lying to myself? Am I lying to others? Am I manipulating people? It is a wild, wild mindset to have and to experience. And that's why I just tell people, sometimes I wouldn't wish self-awareness on anybody. You know, people are just like, oh, I want my person to be self-aware. I just, you know, self-aware narcissist is not always a flex. You know, and sometimes it is a very, very tough thing to do and a tough thing to deal with. You know, it really, really is. It's just like, it really, really is, y'all. So that's what happens sometimes. You know, it's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating to be doing what I think I've always wanted to do, but also simultaneously not thinking that I belong here. And you get a lot of narcissists that go through that, y'all. You get a lot of narcissists that are up and coming on social media or up and coming at their job or up and coming in their career, and they feel like they don't deserve to be there. And it's a super frustrating experience because when you want to go where you always prayed that you want to be, when you get there and you're not happy, or you get there and you feel like you don't belong there, it's extremely frustrating, y'all. And this is not me trying to make an excuse for narcissistic people that are treating people badly because of this imposter syndrome. This is me just telling you how the mind works sometimes, y'all. All right, so before you go, also understand that when you have imposter syndrome, you don't think that you are deserving of love, care, and affection. So you don't think you deserve that love. You think this love is not authentic because you don't think you deserve it. So you push away the people that love you. You push away the people that care for you. You push away the people that are supporting you. You push away the people that are trying to be authentically give you what be there for you and things of that nature. You don't think you are deserving of that. You think you're an imposter in your relationships. So it's not just business or life or success or goals and dreams or whatever. It's also in your relationships dynamics as well. You know, you think you are an imposter in your relationship too, not just in business and success and other things like that. I had to squeeze that part in there, y'all. Slipped my mind. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.